You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Yeah, we were hoping to speak to the South African Society Security Agency CEO yesterday, but weren't able to get through to her. We do have her on the show today. This, of course, because SASSA has suspended over 200,000 temporary disability grants. There were reports that this was due to a lack of funds. The delay is partially caused by the COVID pandemic. That temporary disability grant, it provides financial assistance to South Africans who are unable to work due to injury or illness for between 6 and 12 months. So frustrated beneficiaries now have to reapply for medical assessments during the height of the pandemic. So the CEO of SASSA, Totsi Mamela, joining me on the line now. Totsi, thank you so much for your time, and I'm glad we've managed to catch up with you today.
Thanks, Wendy. I'm still in Mpumalanga, but thank you very much. I'm glad we can connect.
So the reports have been saying that this decision to stop the temporary disability grants is because SASSA has run out of money. Is that true?
I need to clarify it, because our call centers are bombarded with all clients now thinking that all the grants have been affected, that SASSA has run out of money. It is not true. What we have done is last year in March, when the pandemic hit, what the minister at the time did was she took out a directive to say all the grants that had actually expired in January and February last year, that these will be extended until October. Subsequent to that, they were extended for yet another 3 months. Therefore, people whose grants needed to expire last year already in January, February, were extended until December, so that we could make sure that we can manage the process in terms of those grants continuing. And the impact of that in terms of our normal grants has been that we've spent another 1.8 billion on the grants on temporary disability grants. But now the idea is to have all those people whose grants lapsed, and many of them lapsed already last year, for them to come and reapply. And we're trying to relook at a different process so that we don't also end up having a whole huge number of volumes in our offices. And we're requesting that people should rather make appointments so that we can then start the process to process them for a new temporary disability grant. That is if they apply, because it doesn't mean that if you had a temporary disability in the past, that the disability still exists or the sickness still exists.
So as you say, exactly the issue of concern here is that you don't want, during a second wave, these people with disabilities to be coming in and being assessed. It's not ideal. And I just don't see how you're going to be able to do this. How do you resolve this problem of getting them assessed again without them coming in?
They still have to come in, but they should not come in droves. Hence, we are recommending that the people should actually start first by making sure that they take the form, which we have now put also on our website, so that they don't necessarily have to come in just to get the form. They can download it from the website. That is, if they have access, so that they can then take it to their doctor for their doctor to fill it in, and then they would come in on the basis of appointments for them to be reviewed by our doctor, so that we can make sure that we manage the numbers. Very important for us to manage the numbers. We're also looking at what are the other things that we can do differently. Let's say, for example, there's a person who was temporarily disabled, and it's two months before they receive their old age, so that we can make sure that we can convert those and make sure that we can fast-track the process of them applying for other grants. But the numbers are small. They're not really material. We're looking at other ways of ensuring that we can even further reduce the numbers.
Totsi, I do want clarity from you, because of the reports that have come out about saying that you don't have money, the funds are not available. What is the state currently financially of SASSA?
The state of SASSA is that we continue to get 15 billion rands a month from National Treasury through DSE, that is channeled for us to be able to pay all the grants. The grants that are coming to an end are only the grants that is the 350 grants is coming to an end at the end of this month, and we've already received about $16 billion in relation to that grant. We've already spent about $15.5 billion. When we complete the process, we will have sufficient funds for us to complete the 350 grant. Otherwise, a grant, an ordinary grant, that all grants that we provide, are a constitutional right. So as long as people have gone through the process for them to benefit in relation to that grant, we, National Treasury, always the funds which they are budgeted for upfront every beginning of the year. So there's nothing like we run out of money.
Just losing that line there at the end, Totsi Mamela, the CEO of SASSA. Sorry, we've just lost our connection to you, but thank you so much for clarity there. Saying we've got the money, we can pay the grants, and clarity also on this issue around the suspending of the 200,000 temporary disability grant.